Well, look at this. A snake in the birdhouse.
Oh, yeah. Ah, yes. Another week of birdhousing. Hello, boys.
Hi.
Corb.
Hello.
You ready for tomorrow night?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, it is.
Matt, how old are you?
45.
Oh, just out of range. The best thing that ever happened, Donovan, was when we actually turned 40.
I know. And that's when I started talking noise about fight night. I didn't say a word about it before. Yeah. Then I just said, oh, I'll whoop everybody's ass. Bring it. Oh, I aged out. Sorry.
Oh, it's terrible. I can't fight.
Yeah,
it's
I don't want to fight anybody, no.
No.
I try not to.
No, I never did. So I heard you talking about this, Donovan, earlier about the being in the sneeze zone of, or the blow in the nose zone.
Yes.
Of that guy at the restaurant. You're sitting next to a guy that's blowing his nose.
At the table.
At the table. It's so gross. So, would you rather have that happen? Be in the general area of the guy blowing his nose? Or watch a guy sneeze into his hand? And then he walks directly over to shake your hand.
Oh, yeah, that's not happening. I've gotten to a point
because
that
I wouldn't
even, yeah, I wouldn't even fake it. If I saw that and he reached out his hand, no, that's not happening. Yeah. I just saw you sneeze into your hand.
Well, maybe you do the spit thing, you know, where you spit in your hand.
Like, no, no. That's like, no, that's, that will, I will, I don't care who it is.
Yeah, I think I, even I couldn't do that. And I'm pretty gross person.
No. Dude. Okay, here's the other thing that I don't think people understand this. And I worked with a human being for a very long time who never understood this. And I always yelled at him because he would, no matter where we were, you could sense that he was about to sneeze. He would cup his hands and just sneeze right into him. That is a no-no.
That is a no-no.
You sneeze into your shirt sleeve on your bicep.
Right.
What about
you
just-
turn...
Can you sneeze down your shirt? Like open it up and sneeze down your shirt onto your body?
Sure. I'll even take that.
I do that a lot.
Yeah, it's because it's you. It's your own germs getting back into your body.
Right. You just want to contain them.
But the people that sneeze into their hands and then just go about their day, like they don't even go wash their hands. They don't put sanitizer on. Like, it's so gross.
Or even coughing into your hand. Like, it's, I think sometimes it's involuntary, but you do it and it's like, you have to understand and realize.
Yeah. Cough somewhere else.
If you're by yourself in your house, do whatever you want. But out of courtesy around other people, that is disgusting. And I think you can formulate a sneeze to where even if you don't cover anything, it's not just going all over the place. Because I have a dainty sneeze, and I'm proud of it. Because I'm not spraying everything all over the place.
I like the power sneeze. You just like, ah, cool. And it's cool in the sun because you see all the stuff shoot out.
My sneeze is very dainty. Like, you can barely hear it. I can't.
No, you tickle your nose hair.
His sneeze is embarrassing. It's like...
But you know what?
You don't want to be around him when he does it because people look at you like you're his lover.
What was that?
It's not going all over the place.
Like a tiny little dog.
I'm not spraying like a sprinkler system.
Have you done that forever? Sneeze that way? Like you hold it in like whoop.
That's exactly what it sounds like.
I know.
Yeah, I've done that, dude. Because I'm courteous to others around, and I've understood at an early age that I don't need to spray all of my germs around.
Okay, from PJ, our boy PJ, what's the best fight you've seen in person, both in the ring and in real life?
Oh, man. We had in off-season football, either 7th or 8th grade, we had these two dudes. I want to say... It was Reggie. One of the guy's names was Reggie, and the other guy was Justin. I won't say their last names. And, man, the coaches let them form in a circle, like all of us around them. And, I mean, you talk about watching what looked to be real boxers going at it. I mean, they'd pop each other in the mouth, whip their head back, and dance. It was awesome.
Wait. And your coach, can you imagine this going on today?
There's no way today.
Your coaches allowed two... Yes. 13-year-olds to get in a circle and fight 14, each other.
Yeah, and they, I mean, it was epic. And in my memory, it lasted like 10 minutes. I'm pretty sure it was like 3. But still, I mean, they were literally hit each other and then dance around like they knew what they were doing. It was phenomenal. It was great.
And then did they go home and tell their parents?
I don't know. I doubt it. Who knows?
Have you seen any really good real fights, Donovan? Like, you know, we were sent up to go watch fights and stuff.
I have in college. You saw a couple of, you know, kind of brawls go and people kind of separate and then they go one-on-one and square up. And those are always fun to watch. But I always kind of cringe because I just don't want to see anyone get knocked the blank out.
No, I'm too big of a wuss for that, too. Like, I saw Holyfield fight a couple of times when he held the title up in Vegas. And I can't even remember who it was that he fought. But it was awesome because it was Holyfield.
Yeah. I think I've seen what I thought was maybe the best performance, and it wasn't maybe not necessarily the best fight in general. But when Crawford beat Spence, that's one of the best displays of boxing I've ever seen. No.
No, because I saw when he fought at AT&T Stadium in person.
Spence, right? Spence? Yeah. No.
And that's
Crawford,
the only professional fight I've ever seen.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. Now, Crawford's, his fight, what he fought was maybe one of the most perfect fights I've ever seen. And it was beautiful to watch.
So when we were in college, there were a couple of guys that were known, like every school you're at, whether it's grade school, middle school, high school, college, there's always the guy that everybody knows about that's like the Billy Badass that nobody wants to F with. But there are always a couple of guys that think that they could take that guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so there was all this scuttlebutt about this one guy. And these are on the periphery of anybody that I actually knew. I just knew who they were and I was scared to death of them. And this one guy, I guess, had been talking noise about beating up this really super tough dude that everyone knew about. And so this super tough guy walked into the bar that we were at. That guy was there that was talking noise, walked up to him and goes, and he was this big country hillbilly type guy. And he had a huge dip in and he walked up to this guy and he was like, "I hear you want a shot at the title."
Man, that's some movie stuff right there.
The guy turned around and was like, "Let's go." And they walked outside, and we all walked outside, and this big country MF-er, one punch, square to the chin on this guy, first punch, knocked him out cold. He didn't say a word. He walked right back in the bar, started drinking, and that was it. Man. I was like, what a legend.
That's kind of awesome.
Were there not,
yeah.
Did you guys not have a lot of fights in high school, in your schools? Well, you probably didn't, because you went to high school.
No.
Or business.
Not a bunch.
School. Man, we used to... I don't know why, because you wouldn't think about that about Rockwall, but I saw a guy get hit in the face with a lunch tray, and his nose just like blew up. Saw another guy who was down. They were fighting. Guy knocks him down, and he's kind of down on all fours trying to get his bearings. And the dude runs up and kicks him square in the face, and
blood
just goes like a spray up against the wall. We are like, whoa, you know.
Is this like outside at like the jungle gym? Or
no,
something?
This was
like,
in the middle of the hall, like the lunch
in
fight.
The hall.
Yeah, and it was, I don't know why, it's, for whatever reason, it seemed to happen, a lot of these fights from my freshman and sophomore year, and then junior and senior year, they cracked down on that, and they had, like, more security. Like, you wouldn't think you would need this at lunch, but they shortened, because originally they gave you an hour for lunch when I was a freshman, and there were so many fights that they chopped it in half. And like, okay, we can't, because you were just sitting around with nothing to do, and people would talk us, and next thing you know...
God, what is wrong with young boys / men?
Testosterone. And peer pressure is a bitch at that age.
Yeah.
And, you know, you can get talked into a fight because they're all, you scared, huh?
The guy bumped into you.
I'm not scared. And then all of a sudden you're in a fight and you don't want
to be. Say it to me. Say it right now.
Man, I'm so happy that I really... Man. Well, I was too scared to do any of that in the first place. So I wasn't going to fight anyway. But I'm glad I
did. Who was around me.
Okay, if you were propped up 10 feet away from 1988 Nolan Ryan, this is from P1 Kenro, 10 feet away from Nolan Ryan, and he's on the mound. He had a clear shot at the side of your head, but he's throwing a 7-layer Chipotle burrito. Could he kill you with a burrito?
No.
There's no way.
Not even close. It's going to hurt, maybe.
The energy from that would dissipate as it exploded on your head, so it wouldn't kill you.
Yeah, no.
Like wrapped real tight, though. I mean, those things are like a softball sometimes.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe if he hit you in the temple, but 10 feet away, I don't know.
It's no, that's it's a free not, throw.
Yeah, no, you're not going to die.
Kill you, could it?
No.
I don't think so. There's no way.
God, I would love for that to happen, though. That would be awesome.
What if you turn it at the right moment and open your mouth and it, goomp, and it goes down?
That might kill you. You choke on it.
Thank you.
From Jason, you're the starting running back. So you're like the super athlete here. You're the starting running back and starting edge rusher for an NFL team.
Okay.
You're guaranteed 20 carries per game, and you play 70% of defensive plays, including all passing downs.
Okay.
You're never going to get hurt, he says. Which would happen first in the season? 100 rushing yards or one sack?
Like, as us right now?
No, no, you're super athlete. I think the one sack could happen before the 100 yards because, you know, you're going to have to get 15, 18, 20, 25 carries. But then if you're playing 70% of the snaps, you could get a sack. I'm going to say sack.
Look, if you're good enough to play 70% of the snaps on defense and get 20 carries a game, you're going 100-plus with the sack every game.
I think he is talking about us, though.
Like right now, as we are?
Right now.
It would never
happen.
You
get 20 carries in, like, okay. 10 games.
Okay, so let's say you minus, get... minus 500 yards rushing for me. And I never even get out of my stance on the defense.
Trent Williams but just swallows you up.
What if the pressure flowed back toward you and you're just standing there?
There is no way you'd get a sack in the NFL. There's no way.
Like, at our Kyler age right Murray now, doesn't see you and you just wrap him up.
You would bounce off of him.
Yeah, I'd have to pack on about 105 pounds.
He might not see you. He'd hear you coming, oh, my knee, And you turn around, but God, are you going to hit me? And like 4 seconds later, you finally get to him. There's no way. You would get, if we went out right now and tried to take a snap against Tyler Guyton, he would hit you in the chest so hard, you might have a heart attack and die.
I'm with you on that.
You couldn't even get around the guy blocking you. It'd be impossible.
You just run a stunt, but then you just come around and then it's Cooper BB.
So neither are possible.
It's impossible.
Neither.
Even if they gave you a machete and you could go out there at defensive end with a machete, I still don't know that you're getting past the guy blocking you.
He cut off Dak's head.
I have to agree with Matt on that. I didn't know we were at our state that we are in right now.
There's no way.
Last one. The worst movie you've ever seen in a theater that was dubbed as a game changer by everyone you knew. Or just what you've seen on TV, whatever. Donovan, are you going to say Caddyshack?
No, it had to be Soul Man.
No.
That's not a game changer. It was dubbed as a game changer.
I will tell you.
You went on a date.
I will tell
you. You're excited. You're making
the worst
out,
movie I've seen that people will say that's a game changer, Spinal Tap.
Mine's The English Patient. 100%.
Oh, that movie
the
is
English
horrible.
Patient.
Oh, I'm going to see that
and
tonight.
It won Best Picture.
That's good, Travis.
It won everything.
And it's trash.
And it was unwatchable.
I agree with you. I might say the same thing now that you bring that up. That is god awful.
This guy says Benjamin Button, Ranch Pizza does.
Yeah.
I didn't mind Benjamin.
Yeah, it was okay. It was a little long, but it was okay.
Yeah, it was long.
Also, Moonrise Kingdom was awful.
No one sold that, though, as being a game changer.
The people I went with thought it was a wonderful, wonderful movie, and it was terrible. Terrible, Bob. All right, thank you. Thank you, B-1s. Thank you, Steak.